The Man Who Escaped, Episode 9.
Driving through Kansas City, Fletcher accidentally drove by police headquarters. Rossi was at police headquarters when Wilcox found out that Fletcher was driving a 1968 blue Chevrolet truck.
Rossi and Wilcox left police headquarters just in time to see Fletcher drive through the intersection. They recognized the blue truck at once. Rossi jumped into the police car. Wilcox was right behind him.
Don't turn on the siren,
Rossi said as Wilcox started the engine.
I don't want him to know we're following him.
It's ridiculous,
Wilcox said.
What kind of nut is he? Does he really think he's going to escape from us if he drives right up to the front door of a police station?
Fletcher's no fool,
Rossi answered.
In the first place, he probably had no idea he was near a police station. And in the second place, he probably doesn't realize that we already know about the truck.
A few minutes later, Rossi saw the taillights of the truck.
Look!
He shouted.
There he is! He's driving faster now. He probably saw us.
The truck passed under a streetlight and Wilcox saw it clearly.
We've got him!
Wilcox shouted as the police car skidded around a corner. The truck turned sharply, then suddenly went up over the curb and hit a tree in front of a house.
Stop the car,
shouted Rossi. Wilcox put on the brakes.
He's not going to get away this time.
Rossi jumped out of the car and ran towards the truck. Wilcox followed right behind him. He did not take time to turn off the engine. Fletcher jumped out of the truck. He started running as fast as he could toward the house. Glancing back over his shoulder, he saw two men running after him. In that instant, he decided on a plan. He circled around the house and found his way back to the street. Then he ran to the police car and jumped in. Wilcox and Rossi chased Fletcher behind the house. They were trying to decide which way to go when they heard a car engine. Suddenly, they both realized exactly what was happening.
He's going to get away,
shouted Rossi. They ran back just in time to see the police car disappear down the street. Fletcher was gone, and so was their car.